So some people see the emptiness of it all as an excuse to, quote, do nothing. But even doing nothing is doing something, as he points out. And it doesn't get you out of the flux. And it doesn't get you out of death. And all you're doing is adopting a certain role in your head that's enabling you to pass through this thing in a rather unhappy way. Because if you really think it's all meaningless and empty, and you take that as a negative, then you can just be depressed your whole life. You know, and just say, well, I guess it's just going to be a Prozac life. You know, it's the only way, you know, only way I can feel okay. So he has some recommendations he makes in here. The first one being, think. Camus said, in The Myth of Sisyphus, he says, to begin to think is to begin to be undermined. To begin to think is to begin to be undermined. Any of you who have done any thinking know what he's talking about to some degree. The only people that have it all together, that don't have a lot of questions, that know what it's about, that knows who's good and who's bad and who's right and who's wrong and who's us and who's them, the only people that have all that going are people who haven't done any thinking yet. Because if you start thinking, all that stuff starts disintegrating. Well, who is them anyway? And why is it them? What makes them any different from me? So that starts screwing up the us and them thing. Like you got to kind of re-figure it out. You know, man, who is us? You know, us guys on this corner? It's our corner. It's our damn corner. Stay away from it. Or if you want to be on it, ask permission. Don't be thinking you can be hanging out here without our permission or we'll just shoot you. Not that there's any violence in the world. Because we all know there, everybody's peace-loving. Just ask them. Most people are in favor of peace. But yeah, I'd like peace. Doesn't matter what country. You ask them, you want peace? Yeah. So everybody wants it. So they say. I mean, there are a few people that say, oh, I like a good war. As long as I don't have to be in it myself. No. We'll send the black kids over there and the Hispanics. Maybe a few white trash from the south. They'll fight it for us. Meanwhile, we'll sit here in our Pentagon offices that are furnished like palaces. And all that's just trying to catch the wind, he says. He says he looks at the world and he sees injustice everywhere. He says there's emptiness. There's nothing new under the sun. Study your history. Where and when was justice happening? Where and when was everybody treated with human dignity? No. It's because we think we know too much. So if I know, it's because I haven't started thinking. That's why some people say, beware of those who know. Yeah. So if you start thinking and asking questions like this speaker, you're going to quickly realize that you really don't know why we're here, where we came from, where we're going, if anywhere. We have views on these things. He goes through most of them. If you read Ecclesiastes, and as I said earlier, if you're familiar with different philosophies, different religions, he covers most of them. The views. You know, there are lots of views. And if you're one of those intellectual types, you know, like me, you can study them your whole damn life. You know, well, there's this view, and there's this view, and I kind of like this one, and this one's off the wall. Blah, blah, blah. And all it is me looking at a bunch of views and deciding the ones that fit my prejudices and what I want to see or how I want to see it. Because none of us really know what it is. But we all know what it looks like to us. But he's saying what it looks like to us isn't what it is. What it is this constantly moving flux. So if you put a label on it, you can kind of make yourself feel good because you got something that stays the same, because the name, you got a name for it. So the more of these names you have, the more comfortable you feel, because it isolates you from an awareness of the flux of time. Ask anyone who's, it depends, but in general, anyone who's over 50. Sure went by fast, didn't it? Where'd all that go? How did I get to be this old anyway? Boy, I can remember. Yes, you can remember. And you can anticipate, too. But you don't know what's coming next. He just keeps harping on this stuff all the way through, about 6 pages worth of small print. How much we don't know. How ignorant we are. How afraid we are to face reality, which is emptiness. Like what's really, really, really important to me doesn't mean a damn thing to somebody else. And vice versa. And it's not like my thing's more or less important than their thing. It's just that they're both going to pass. He says that even if you're a ruler of a nation, a great famous figure, it won't be very long before your name won't even be remembered. Your whole civilization won't even be remembered. It'll just be gone. And there'll be a current one. And they'll think they know what's going on. And they'll think they're important in the scheme of things. And this guy knows. They're just going to pass away. And they won't be remembered. And we remember some people. We have history. Our history goes back X 100,000 years. But most of it's gone. There are a few names that are remembered, but there are more that aren't, he says. So what do we do? What do we make of this thing then? If we're just going to die, it's all going to change. We don't know what it's going to change into. We all know these things when we think about them. Like just if you look back on your day to day, when you got up this morning, how much of your actual day to day could you have anticipated? Not just the external stuff, the internal stuff too. It's just we'd never know where it's going to take us next. I might be happy as a loon in the morning. You know, having a great morning, man. And be in a suicidal depression by 5 p.m., you know. How did I get here from there? You know. This word emptiness is also apparently, if looked at slightly differently, talking about the actual Hebrew word, it can also have to do with vapor, fog, haze. Like it's all a haze. Nothing's really clear. Things are only clear to people who have a bunch of words that make things clear.